What's up, good people? You already know what time it is. It is another episode of King's Landing. Go ahead and follow your boy, Jared King, at @_TheKing_ on Twitter. And go ahead and follow my brother, Brian, at KingHead57 on Twitter and Instagram. Shout out to the good people at the Barber's Chair Network. Go ahead and follow them on Twitter and IG at Barber's Chair Net. Subscribe to the Barber's Chair Network Patreon at patreon.com/Barber's Chair Network and visit the bcnet.com. Man. Losers. Third year in a row. 4-5. I don't know what to say. I don't really got too many words. I don't got too many words, man. You go from, you know, a rough patch year one where it's like, okay, we won 7 games, it's looking up, to last year with, okay, we won 7 games, but we lost a couple because Mariota did some dumb shit, to, okay.
Bro, we finna win 7 games.
We about to, we got, Jeff Fisher 2.0 leading the charge. Mm-hmm. I don't really got too many answers, man. Falcons pulled out another, you know, I don't know what you put. They pulling out the hat now. I mean, you to go to lose against this Vikings team, to give up 31 points, to lose to a quarterback who was on the team for what, 3-4 days? He didn't know the snap counts. He didn't know the cadence. He didn't know his teammates. He didn't know the plays. And he beat you.
How? How? I just don't get it.
You tell me. You were there.
It's unbelievable. You know he doesn't know any plays, and he still marches in your building and snatches the game away. And we just give the game away just through turnovers and carelessness and horrible play calling, of course. But that was a loser's game that we
played. Yes.
Like,
yes. Oh.
It was horrible. Only thing that made it bearable to watch and be in the stadium is that we were crunk in there, and the fans were in rare form. We were ready to see something go down, and it went down just the wrong way.
Yeah, shoot. I mean, if you've been listening, I done cracked a couple beers. We need a little something harder at this point.
It turned into Uncle Shay now.
Ooh. Yeah. I don't know. Normally, as an eternal optimist, I don't got too many answers right now. I got absolutely zero faith in Arthur Smith. I done seen us get to the 1 or the 2 yard line and do some of the dumbest shit possible multiple times. It's like the first time it's like, all right, early in the season, just don't do that again. Second time, it's like, all right, bro, you ain't learning your lesson. This is what he wants to do at the goal line. This is who Arthur Smith is. And I ain't going to let him fool me no more. Fool me once, shame on me. But
you know what W said? Can't get fooled again.
Cannot get fooled again. Won't fool me again. I mean, at this point, I got to see Art do it. I got to see Art not be a dummy. Like, the play calling is just bad. Everybody was like, oh, get rid of Ritter. Y'all know why y'all riding with Ritter. Ritter this, Ritter that. Heineke went and did the same shit. It's the same offense as it was with Matt Ryan, as it was with Marcus Mariota, as it was with Desmond Ritter, and as it is now with Taylor Heineke. And after 4 quarterbacks, if the shit looks the same, that's just what it's going to look like. That's just what it is. And what kills me is having seen art in Tennessee. I was in Nashville, and it was like, you know, fans were like, well, who the hell is this? And Art had them boys rocking. And everybody was like, oh, it's just because of Derrick Henry, which is a fine critique, but we just drafted Bijan. He won't give him the ball.
Won't give him the ball.
So it's like,
he's treating him like rookie year Derrick Henry.
And that was Matt LaFleur.
Yeah.
Like, that's what confuses me. Like, Art is the reason why Derrick Henry got going. Matt LaFleur was playing Deion Lewis more than he was playing Derrick Henry. And Art said, what the hell we do? A.J. Brown had a career year. Corey Davis had a career year. Jonnu had a career year. Derrick Henry had a career year. Ryan Tannehill came from, you know, Miami, left for dead to be a good quarterback. Then you get here, you get all the talent. Kyle Pitts can't score. He don't get no red zone targets. Drake London, you take, well, eight. He don't get no red zone targets. Bijan don't even be on the field. Like,
don't even be on the field, bro. I don't get that. And if they put him on the field, he's just out of position. Like, he's literally, like, I hate to call it a decoy, but that's exactly what it looks like.
That's what your coach said. He said he's doing good things away from the ball. That means on the he'd look good on the bench. He looked good on the bench. That's basically what you're telling me. He looked good on the bench. Like,
it's almost like he's trying to lose intentionally right now. And, you know, come back with this can't go but up attitude. Like, you can't tell me, bro, a jet sweep to a tight end on the goal line. Jet sweep. That's the play that we call as a joke.
I'm fine. Even if they ran that shit for Kyle Pitts, at least like he could say, all right, I put it in Kyle Pitts' hands. I could live with that. Like, we got Sam LaPorta they're getting more production out of Sam LaPorta in Detroit than they've ever gotten out of Kyle Pitts.
Mm-hmm. Big Porter.
It's wild. And it's like, you know, it's other stuff where it's like, even Calvin Ridley, like, before Calvin, yeah, he had this shit going on, but Calvin Ridley's best game was an 80-yard game under Arthur Smith as your wide receiver one. Yeah.
Had that boy going over the middle, catching them hospital routes.
Yeah, bro, like, it's just, like, I was fine. Like, and, like, people been critiquing. It's like, nah, you know, batting away. Now it's like, nah, Arthur Smith some shit. Like,
right.
I don't want this to be a rag on Arthur Smith episode, but it's like, I got to get it out. It's like, it's just so frustrating. Like, you got, because it's also like the opportunity cost. Like, I understand you hired an offensive coordinator to be the head coach, so get him weapons. You get Kyle Pitts, Drake London, Bijan. Cool, I see the vision. You got CP. You know, we saw what was being built, positionless, right? He even said the shit. Terry said it. Bro, you look at this and it's like, it don't matter if they on the bench. It don't matter if they not getting targets. Like, this right. is the most difficult offense in the league. Ain't nothing easy. Ain't nobody ever wide open. Like, he's just, yeah. This shit's hard. And it's like, and why would you timing. Go? Yeah, spacing's bad, timing's bad, blocking's bad. And then you want to go get a rookie quarterback next year? I don't want to put a rookie mm-hmm. quarterback in this shit.
No. Yeah, it's ugly.
It's ugly.
I like the pickup, though. I like the big dog, though, down, you know, transitioning into.
Yeah, let's get points. To the good. Let's get to the good. Kentavious Street.
You know it. Big dog. You know, I love that. Big fella got talked about so bad coming into the city. Yeah. And, you know, stepping in to help with the hole that Grady left behind. And big fella showed promise.
Big, hey,
I can live with Street. Big Street is what I like to see. Him and Onyemata, he and Onyemata in there wrecking shop, boy.
Yep.
I love it.
Give it to him.
They're holding it down. Big fella got a turnover. Was making it happen. He was holding his gap, and shit, hey. He was balling like we needed to. It was interesting to see two big, tall, big boys up in there because Grady's so little. And when they tried to run that ball, big fella was in there. I was like, yeah, this is what I've been waiting to see. So it might be a blessing in disguise because what? How many years Grady got left on his contract? Did we re-sign him?
Yeah, Grady here 3 more years. Grady going to retire here. But, yeah, it's like it was only a matter of time before you had to figure out how to live without Grady. Like I, like you said, I hate it, but, you know, but again – Ryan Nielsen said, all right, I lost Grady. Go get him. We're going to make it work with him.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't got no first-round picks in there.
Right.
he's just making it work. So, yeah.
I'm going to play the hell of a game.
Yeah, the defense played a good game. Like, I know Josh Dobbs had a career day. Like, I know they gave up 31 points, but it's like – It really wasn't. It's not. It was one of those fluke games. Like Josh Dobbs threw for 158 yards. Like it's not like he was lighting them up through the air. They got 3 sacks. They calling the street turnover a fumble, but it's like fumble, interception, whatever you want to call it. They got 2 turnovers. They got the ball down to the 1-2 yard line off of one of the fumbles, and the offense rewarded them with 6 points. Like they turn those turnovers into touchdowns. We playing different football.
Exactly. But are we? Because we dealing with the dude and his ways. So
we wouldn't bro, they got 2 turnovers and a safety. And we were looking at 11-10 at halftime. And people want to be mad about the defense.
We had turned up in the dome,
bro.
It was some, you know, some bad plays by the defense, but not as many as the offense.
Yeah, like the defense, like they've gotten caught slipping the last 2 weeks,
mm-hmm.
where it's like, you know, again, fool me once, Titans, shame on me, shame on you, fool me twice. All right, Nielsen, like don't let Kyler sling this thing and put up 400 yards on us.
You're out of here, buddy. You're out of here.
But
they're looking at chops. Everybody love to play Atlanta.
Hey, at this point, Lana, everybody's like, shoot, it's my turn.
Mm-hmm.
It is my turn. Levis got some. Shoot, Dobbs got some. Kyler Murray about to get him some. I'm already preparing for Aaron Rodgers to come back in December when the Falcons go up to MetLife. Like, I don't know, man. It was just one of them games. Like, I had a feeling on the flight, you know, shoot, we talked about them tweets I was getting off. I said, Taylor Heinicke going to throw 250, a touchdown, and a pick. I was off by 18 yards. B. John was going to run for 50 yards. He got 51. Like, it's just – you shouldn't be that predictable 9 games into the season. But here we are.
Fact.
And it's like, thankfully, we got the Cardinals up next. But I don't know what part of the team you can trust. Like, yeah, I can trust the defense, but they're not getting rewarded.
Right.
Like,
that's the other part. You out there really playing and carrying the team. Mm-hmm. Because it's only it's one glaring, you know, piece in that, you know, showing that there's a shortfall, there's a break in the chain, and it's obviously on the offensive side. And we diagnosed the problem. So now it's going to be up to Arthur Blank and the brass to figure out what they want to do going forward.
Yep. What does this season mean? Because it was easy when it was like, oh, Ritter is he's turning the ball over too much. But why can't they ran the ball 12 times straight on Sunday from Taylor Heinicke. They did 13 straight with Mariota, but they don't give Ritter no kind of relief. We ain't got no easy. They ain't got nothing easy, bro. Like the shit is so bland. Like even if the defense goes out like it was the Jets Chargers game. The Jets gave up 191 yards to the Chargers. You do that, and it's like, damn, you shut them down. How many points did the Chargers score? 27.
Crushed.
They only had 200 yards of offense, and they put up 27 points because
crushed them.
Zach Wilson, bad. They had short fields, like field position. Like, they got smoked on the field position game versus the Titans. The Titans had them boys pinned all first half. But then it's like Heinicke pick, Bijan fumble. And, hell, Heinicke fumbled again on that scramble.
Yeah.
And the refs bailed us out. And it's like So I don't know, man. Like, I think at this point, Arthur Smith is he's coaching for his job. Like, I don't know who gets five quarterbacks in 4 years as a head coach. And unless they win a division, that's the only – win a division, Arthur Smith gets the coach next year.
Yeah, I think that's what he's aiming for.
That is it.
That seems like his thinking. And that means he can say, we also got you to the playoffs. So, you say what you want, but we are in the playoffs, and we're division champs.
Yeah. At that point,
I can't even argue with it. You have no case. You have no leverage. You just have to go to the next year and pick at number 19 and go on about your day.
We lost to the Commanders, to the Titans.
Oh, my God.
And now to the Vikings.
10-win season, bro?
We really could be 7-2 right now.
And we're not ready to be Bijan.
We could be like, that's why this – that's why
Bijan got 11 totes for 51 yards. Average 4.6 yards. Algier, 1239, average 3.3.
And like, you got – think about it. You got to the two and then just run power four straight damn times. And we did that shit against the Packers. Like, how many – do it. It's bit shit. Excuse my language, but it's just – it really makes me mad. Because it's like, this ain't hard. This is not hard. Like, the team ain't the best team in the league. Nobody expecting 13 wins, 14 wins. But it's like, we losing on the dumbest shit possible, and we doing it to ourselves. Like, it's coaching. It really is, bro. It's like, and then I look at C.J. Stroud. C.J. Stroud got guys open. And it's like, I ain't taking nothing away from C.J. Stroud. But Slowick setting him up. He like, look, you're going to get this look, he's going to be wide open.
Boom.
How many players did Heinicke have wide open? We 9 games into the season. How many times you seen somebody wide open 20 yards downfield? 10 yards downfield. We getting stopped. Like, we getting curl routes and digs. That's the only thing that's open in this offense.
Yeah.
And they was – I saw it before halftime. Once they started jumping those digs, I said, oh, game's over.
It's over.
Vikings are basically telling you, ain't nothing – they don't got nothing else to do. There's no other plays they're going to run. If they not going to run Bijan, if they not going to spam targets for Pitts. Like, Pitts still don't have no games with 10 targets. You took them 4.
Bruh, and then, like – cancel that out. Drake didn't even play.
And Matt got hurt mid-game.
We sit there and be looking like, what is this? What is? How are you doing this?
I know. It's some big old bullshit, ain't it? It's some big old bullshit.
So, yeah, brother. It's that's why I keep bringing up the defense.
That's all we got to hang our hat on. I mean, that's – and that's what, like, the more I think about the defense, the more it makes me mad about Art. Because it's like, Art, you've gotten your shit for 3 seasons and y'all suck. Ryan Nielsen got 1 season.
But no picks. But everybody threw that terrible pick to Murphy. Woof.
Bro, he threw three interceptions. Two of them dropped. And folks was really saying, man, give me Heineke, bro. He better than Ritter.
No, he's not.
So, but yeah, man, we on to the Cardinals, baby. We on to the Cardinals. What the Cardinals looking like? You know, Kyler Murray's back. We saw that. They talking about James Conner's going to be back.
Everybody get ready for the Falcons, boy. Everybody going to play Atlanta.
They beat the Cowboys. Falcons fuck around. The Cardinals.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Exactly. Falcons, I agree with Falcons you.
Fuck around. Marquise Brown go off for 150 yards.
Yeah, because your boy AJ been showing cracks.
Yep. AJ, AJ's a good man corner, but him and Akuda are so undisciplined in zone. They got bad eyes. And I made the complaint against the Titans, that touchdown to D-Hop. I was like, come on, AJ. We had cover two. If the second receiver go vertical, you keep going vertical, bro. Like, regardless. Folks are like, nah, bro, that's nice coverage. Second man go vert, you go vert.
Right.
Vikings saw that.
They said, ooh, ran.
I think it was a corner route to Addison. AJ nowhere to be found. And it's like, bro, two go vert, you go vert. Mm-hmm. It's not that's basic. Like, but it's like I bitched about the same shit with Trufant. And everybody was like, bro, you tripping. Mm-hmm. Trufant was out the lead like that. AJ fuck around, found out.
Right.
So, but I mean, I got faith in Nielsen. Like, I got faith because I don't believe the first seven games were flukes. I believe the last 2 weeks, teams got tape. It's midseason. It's like, all right, I see how y'all been playing. Now, let me counter what y'all been playing with my own counters. And so it's like, you know, I want to see Ryan Nielsen counter. I think it's a good week where they should have a good week. I'm not going to speak no superlatives. They should have a good week because they don't have a lot of weapons. Regardless, it's like it's Marquise Brown, it's Rondale Moore. That's really
I feel like it's about to be. I think this score gonna get run up. Cause they got what's the big receiver too? Wilson, right?
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like we slow. Like, bro, I feel like we so slow. Like watching Dobbs run around. Kyler not finna be scrambling like that. But it's the other pieces that they can throw at us. Like I said, with a Rondale Moore and their speed that they have. With him, you can put him in the slot or wherever. And flip-flop, you know, they flip-flopping them with Marquise Brown with that speed, and then you got the possession receiver. So you're going to have these fellas running this, you know, drag routes and mesh routes, and our intermediate coverage is not as strong, and those edges are not set as strongly as they need to be. As strong as they need to be.
At this point, brother, everything is possible. I can see the Cardinals putting up 40.
We got 31. As soon as we got 31 points put up on us, I said, oh, that is game.
Shit, wild, bro. Bud Dupree, bum ass. I said, again, before the game, oh, Darsaw's out, and our edge is still not going to do nothing. Folks was mad at that tweet. Then look.
Mm-mm-mm.
We had a chance to close the game.
Ooh.
Nope. Bud Dupree, you had all game against a backup left tackle, and you couldn't get nothing. You were so bad. Nielsen was dropping your ass in coverage more than he was letting you pin your ears back.
I got a stat for you real quick. Over under Bud Dupree tackles plus two.
Under
one.
The boy be so useless. He's so useless at times, and then they won't play AK. I don't get it. Like a backup left. If that was Darisaw, cool. Darisaw is him. He's that good. The backup, bro, you couldn't beat the backup. And then when you finally beat him, you can't get the sack. Mm. What my boy said? Can't win with him. Won't with him. Won't do it. God,
man. LB.
Man. And it's like, yeah, I mean, I love Landman, but yeah, Landman's slow at the second level. Kyler's going to have Landman reaching for Zimbabwe.
Man, he looked like he was in quicksand. No, it was that Caden Ellis diving at him Caden. Looking like quicksand.
Yep.
I was like, man.
Them boys got space, and it was like, ooh. I mean, but Troy got the speed, but his arm's short as hell. He don't make the tackle. Right. Like, we. But it's like, some of that stuff I can live with, because it's like, all right, Nate, you got caught slipping in space, but then Nate go blow up a run.
Right. And build somebody's face there.
Yeah, like, he get his leg back. But, you know, the offense just so limp, dick, that I don't think Drake London plays. I think they're going to let him sit, let him get 3 weeks, because you got the Saints coming up. At this point, fuck the Cardinals game. You got to win the Saints game.
You're hilarious. Throw the Cardinals game out the window.
Yeah, man. Like, at this point, this game don't even matter. Like,
oh my goodness.
I kept, like the past couple of days, I've been sitting here. I'm like, all right, you benched Ridder for Heinicke, assuming Ridder was the issue. Assuming mm-hmm. Heinicke, we're going to play Heinicke to give you a break. And show you what a vet right. looks like. This is how we want the offense to be ran. And the offense still looked like ass. And you lost.
And so
now you lost your division lead. So it's like, all right, you go against the Cardinals. Think about you fuck around and lose against the Cardinals. Now you 0-2 with Heinicke when you had the division lead with Ridder.
Mm-hmm.
And now what? You can't turn to Ridder after the bye. In either instance, because if you lose, you were 0-2 with Heinicke, you lost the division lead. Now you're going to just throw Ridder back out there against the Saints?
Yeah, why not?
Then, if Heinicke wins, you beat the bum-ass Cardinals, you're not going to throw Ridder back in, because it's like, well, why would you bench the quarterback when we just won a game?
Catch 22. Yeah, so buddy.
It's like all eyes are on the Saints game. And that's why I wouldn't be surprised if this is a trap game, because they're going to be on the road, looking forward to the bye week, knowing the pressure is on. They have not shown that they can win in any high-pressure games. They have consistently played down to their opponent on offense. And it's not like the Cardinals' defense ain't too bad. They ain't got a lot of good pieces, but Gannon's a good coach. He knows Arthur Smith.
Offensive pieces too.
Mm-hmm. And Kyler back. Kyler's pissed that they activated mm-hmm. him right before the new Call of Duty drop too.
Yep. Little toddler.
Baby. You know, hey. Wrap it up. Come on. What's the over-unders, man? Look.
I was about to say, yeah, shoot.
I know where this one's going.
Falcons. Over under 300 yards of total offense for the Falcons.
Oh, man. I take the over.
Take the
over? 315. It ain't going to be a 400-yard day, but I take the over.
See if we got any spreads out here. Over under Falcons sacks. We're going to get Lil Kyler. Over under 3 as a team.
Under.
Two.
Either one or two, because he gonna either get out, run out of bounds, and like sacks. Like, I don't like them bullshit ran out of bounds behind the line scrimmage sacks. Like, takedown sacks, I say one or two. I won't give them three.
Okay. I'm going over on that. I think we get four. We're get to the little fella.
We not playing Sam Howell. Bro, we couldn't beat a backup left tackle, bro. I have no faith that they get to this man.
Listen, man. I think the defensive front gonna get active, brother. I saw some interior, good things out of it.
The interior is still top notch. It's the edges, bro, that I have no faith. Yeah. Bud is slow as hell. Lorenzo's slow as hell. They not gonna play Ebiketie.
Right. He 4'3".
Fat, he quick. Quick as a grasshopper.
Not no more. That ACL ain't tested yet.
That's valid. Look, that's valid. I just have no faith in it. On your mind, going to get his paws on him.
I think Street get his paws on him.
I get that. See, look, we went straight to the interior. He said none of
it. Yeah. Big fellas in there. They getting to it.
Yeah. I think three is a good line. I like three. I'm still taking under.
Okay. Over under picks, one.
Who, us or them?
Us. We on defense still.
Give me one. Can I get one?
Who gets it?
Richie.
Man, get out of here with Richie. I'm sick of Richie. I'll give it to Jesse.
It's gonna be on a tip or something.
It's a tip.
If Richie got one against the Bucks, man. I was shocked.
Yeah. So yeah, I think we get one. Let's see. Offense. Kyle Pitts. Four catches or more.
Under. You ain't got to say. I don't know what you're going to say. Under.
You heard me say or more.
Kyle Pitts, under. If I was at a sports book, I'd put all my money.
My boy about to go explode in the desert.
All right. What's the call? What's the over under?
You talking about for Kyle Pitts?
Yeah, I didn't hear what you said.
Oh, four catches.
God, talk. That's hard.
You see how you said under to that?
Damn.
No more Drake.
But did he even have four last game? He had four last game. You're an asshole. Ooh. Over. Five.
Five. All right.
Hey.
Give me a score prediction.
Uh-uh.
Taylor Heineke, 41 or 42.
Taylor Heineke, over under turnovers. One. I'm going to say that one.
Over. You're giving away the ball twice. It's gonna be twice. Oh, and then it's gonna be like he gonna go 2 for 2. I think he gets 2 touchdown throws.
That was gonna be my next one. I was like, he gonna get 2 TDs and 2 turnovers.
Mm-hmm. Because he's gonna be aggressive.
Folks gonna be like, damn, he basically Desmond Ridder.
Yeah.
Man, okay, over under pass attempts 32.
That was the number I was thinking. It will be 35.
Why are we throwing the ball so much?
Forget running this ball,
Father God.
Throw it
in the name of Jesus. you got the most, the two most turnover prone quarterbacks in the NFL. You throwing it like you got Matt Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, baby.
Out of a pistol.
Okay, Bijan. Bijan. Over under 50 total yards.
He'll go over. It'll be like 53.
That boy had 59 last game.
It's awful. Like, what are y'all saving him for? And then imagine if he break loose out here. Like, he'll break loose out here just because he's from out here.
He from the crib. This is what you just say. Bijan, I'm giving you 25 touches.
Yeah.
Your family going to be at the game. You at home, right. 25 of them. Here you go.
Go do it.
That boy gonna get 10 carries and 4 targets. 2 catches.
He's a receiver. He's a receiver. Top flight running back receiver.
I might not even watch this game.
Come on, man. You got to ride this roller coaster.
I'm gonna be in wine country. I'm going to be drunk. Yeah, I'm going to watch this game. I'm going to watch this game real drunk. All right. Score prediction. They got the points. First off, this is how ass they believe the Falcons are. You see what the line is set at?
It was like 41, 42.
No, the line is Falcons minus one.
Oh, yeah. I saw they giving us a point.
They said,
it's going to run up, but it's going to be, I think it's going to be, he's going to have more than, it's going to be more than 300 yards of total offense with that score.
Yeah. I mean, over under set at 42 and a half.
I got an over under for you. Does Jonnu Smith score a touchdown?
Yes.
All right. That wasn't over under, but yeah, there you go.
I'm confident. I'm confident in Jonnu, man. Jonnu, the only person he know how to use.
Right.
But Jonnu got loose on that screen. He's spamming targets to Jonnu, which makes no sense.
Because Jonnu knows the system.
Why Jonnu got the most targets? He got six targets. Jonnu was the man.
He was the man last game. He was just going straight to him.
And like that's the thing, is like I'm not mad about spamming targets to Jonnu last game because he was cooking. But it's like we ain't even done that for Kyle Pitts.
Is this a Kyle Pitts problem?
This is an Arthur Smith problem. Like, I saw Jake Ferguson score a damn touchdown running a flat route off a read option. Just do that dumb shit. Like, I'm not even asking for exotic ass touches. We ain't got no tight end leak. We ain't got the tight end screen. I don't even care. Like, even if they low quality, low yardage, high percentage touch it, jet sweep to Kyle Pitts, bro. Like, line them up in the backfield and run a flat route to Kyle Pitts. Like, put trips and put Kyle Pitts backside and let him run a slant. That goes six targets, bro. Like,
hey, man. Nah, we ain't throwing the Kyle Pitts. You need him to block.
We could have got Micah Parsons, Jordan Davis, and Jalen Carter.
No. We wanted those offensive guys.
And I'm not even that type, but it's the fact that we talked about them. We was on Micah Parsons at 4, and folks said, y'all crazy. We was on Jordan Davis at 8. Folks said, you don't take a nose tackle at 8. Yeah, could you imagine just them two alone? I was fine passing on Jalen Carter. We didn't know what was going on.
Right.
But them two, bro. You could have had Micah, Jordan Davis, and Bijan.
Yep.
And we just buddy butt boy. It's all right, man. I'm putting my hat into the Jaden Daniels sweepstakes. I'm going to be an LSU fan for the rest of the season, I think. I'm putting it on wax right now. I like you, Michael Penix. I see the purple in the skyline over here right now. But, you know, I'm looking ahead to these quarterbacks. I'm going to give you my update weekly. But so far this week, I am on the Jaden Daniels train. And we'll check back next week, my brother. Oh, we got, I gotta give you a score prediction. 42 and a half. Look, I'm just trying. I'm ready to get this one over with. I understand.
Falcons. Sure.
Falcons. I ain't never gonna predict a loss. Falcons win 25
by 1 point.
To 24. You already saw it coming. You saw it coming.
And they piss everybody off.
That's one thing I've learned this season, too. Vegas don't be lying. But Vegas had that Titans line at 3.5. We got asses smoked. So I'm going to start listening to Vegas. 25-24 Falcons.
Oh, my goodness. We go listen to Vegas. All right. So we said we're going to run up the score. 35-38 Falcons.
Bitch, if we... I'll be entertained. I'll take that.
We're about to be entertained.
I'll take that. That'd be the most points. That'd be the most points we ever score on the art.
Mm-hmm. I think we get a pick six, too.
Okay, then that means it's not the most points we scored on the art.
Yeah. Let me switch that up. Man. A little too far. We'll get the pick six.
Hey.
I think Jesse gets a pick for real.
I'm rooting for Jesse, man. He's had a couple. He's been capitalized on. That secondary has been aggressive. Teams been using that aggressiveness against him. So, but I hope Jesse gets one. A little deep one, a little arm punt.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So,
but yeah.
Sounds good, brother.
Hey. I ain't got nothing else, man. Wrap it up.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this has been another excellent episode of King's Landing. This is your co-host, Brian King. Follow me on Instagram and X at KingHead57 and follow my brother, Jerry King, other co-host at @_TheKingHead_, baby. What's going to be our record, brother?
Fifth.
Five of them, bro, man, from the fifth floor. We about to be 5-5 out here. We about to be right down the middle, just like a mediocre-ass 500 team. We make them type of mistakes, but, you know, get to the 500. We coming out, spanking some Saints ass. I'm going to see y'all in 2 weeks.